So what does happen when we die? What does earth-based spirituality teach about birth and death in the afterlife? Again, as I've said, we don't have a dogma. We don't have anything you have to believe in. But I'd say most of us do believe that death is not an ultimate ending. Whether you think of that purely as metaphorically, you know, your body goes on, your body decomposes and the elements that made up your body become something else, or whether you think about that as your soul going on, your spirit going on, becoming reborn as somebody else. But I'd say most of us do believe that somehow your soul, your spirit, does come into this life to learn certain lessons or to do certain pieces of work and does move on after death and translate into a different realm and then return to life again and live over and over again. And that we can learn things that will carry on from life to life. So what you do in this life is important, not just for this life, but for the lessons that you're learning and the growth that you are sustaining that will move through other lives as well. I think it also gives us an incentive to take care of the earth because, you know, we're going to be back here again. When we're talking, it's a very selfish reason for caring about future generations. Because you will be them. And if we mess the earth up now and we leave no resources for the future, then it's not like we get to check out and somebody else has to deal with it. We will return and we will also have to deal with the consequences of what we have left in this life. You know, the poetic story, you could say the myth about life after death that we work with a lot in the reclaiming tradition and that we work with in our Samhain ritual is the old Celtic idea of the island, that you set sail and leave these shores and cross the sunless sea to the island of the west, which is the shining land, the Isle of Avalon, the land of youth. There's many different names for it. But it's a place beyond time, where time doesn't exist or where time even flows backwards, where you walk under the apple trees of the goddess that are in bud and in blossom and in fruit all at the same time and review your life and make your choices for your next life and receive healing for any wounds that you still carry. One of the pieces of liturgy from our spiral dance ritual, from our Samhain ritual, goes, "You warriors, here your battles are over. You workers, here your tasks are done. You who are hurt, here find healing. You who are weary, here find rest. You who are old, here grow young again. For this is the shining land, the land of youth, the Isle of Apples." And actually, one of the best depictions I've seen of our view of death is actually in Lord of the Rings, because Tolkien was drawing on all the old Celtic mythological sources when he wrote that book. And his vision of what happens when Frodo passes at the end beyond the seas to the island. And Gandalf actually in the movie says this to Pippin when they're waiting on the edge of the battle, expecting to be killed. And he says, you know, the gray rain curtain of the world draws back, and then you see this beautiful white cliffs under a swift sunrise and a far green country. So it's that sense of moving to another place, going to another land that is very much like this land, but is that gateway to coming and going and returning and coming back.